AI News by Conjero.
Anything's second App Store removal is turning into more than a temporary setback. It's pushing the company to rethink the whole setup underneath the app.
Right, because if a mobile app is doing everything, creation, iteration, and distribution, then one platform can become the bottleneck. That's the problem they're trying to move away from.
So the rebuild is about cross-platform architecture, not just patching a single issue. That gives the product more room to keep working even if one endpoint gets constrained.
And the desktop companion app is a big part of that. It's not just extra convenience, it's a second control surface for work that's awkward on a phone.
Exactly. Things like heavier editing, debugging, and asset management are just easier on a larger screen with more traditional input.
It also helps with mobile development after the removal. That suggests the company wants a more durable workflow across devices, not a phone-only loop.
What stands out is how much store policy is shaping product design here. For AI tools, compliance isn't just legal housekeeping, it's an engineering constraint.
And it affects the release process too. Teams need tighter checks, version feature flags, rollback paths, and telemetry that can tell a platform issue from a backend bug.
Testing gets tougher as well. Cross-platform only works if parity is measurable, especially when the mobile side is under pressure.
That's the larger lesson. AI coding apps now have to prove they can survive platform enforcement, not just build good models. Stability and release discipline are becoming part of the product itself.
AI News by Conjero.